You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Rizdahl. All right, it is still Friday and it is time for the weekly wrap. We're going to dive into this topic a little bit more, as well as some of the other happenings from the week. With me today are Lynette Lopez from Business Insider and Lee Gallagher from Fortune. Hello, rappers.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, Molly.
Hi there. So, you know, business world shattered by this, earth has been shaken by this Amazon news. What I want to do is sort of look ahead into, you know, obviously grocery store stocks tumbled, but who else is worried now that Amazon is going to be coming for them? Lee, let's start with you.
I mean, I would start with anybody. I mean, Amazon has already shown that it, you know, it seems so quaint when Amazon only sold books. And now, you know, this is a big deal. I mean, there was so much breathless excitement over it. It's easy to wonder, is that, you know, some of that unfounded? These are two kind of emotionally resonant brands. You know, there's a lot of feelings pro and con about both of these brands. But I think that first and foremost, the supermarkets, as you said, but really anybody. I mean, you know, restaurants, you know, super, I mean, you know, drugstores. We don't know what Amazon is going to take over next. I mean, could it be the next ride sharing company with the way it's going? That's why there's so much sort of enthusiasm over it, I think.
Yeah, Lynette, I keep seeing drugstores get brought up as a big, maybe even undersold target as part of this move.
Sure. I mean, what we're talking about is Amazon taking on a very complicated logistics challenge. If you look at what they're trying to do with the two flagship Amazon Go grocery stores that they've already opened, they're actually taking on something very complicated. You walk into the store, you take an item, you put it in your bag, that is immediately calculated. You put what you want on your phone and you walk out without talking to another human being. It's very complicated logistics, and in terms of coding, also complicated. So when you're talking about things like drugs, which already have specialty pharmacies, which have arisen in the last 10 or so years to take on and distribute really complicated medications, that's something that Amazon logistically and is starting to build the infrastructure to be able to do, because people need medicine as soon as possible. So, you know, you're giving them more brick and mortar stuff. You're seeing that they're willing to take on incredibly complex challenges digitally. And you know that Jeff Bezos obviously is not scared of anybody. So there's a lot of disruption possible here. I think that another thing to think about is just like all these retail jobs that are going to be changed. Not, you know, now a retail person is somebody who's going to have to figure out how to manage these complex systems. It's not somebody who's going to be checking you out, because that checking you out person, that job is the first thing gone.
Lee, yeah, do you think that's going to happen? Amazon has said they're going to run it as a standalone brand for now.
Yeah, they've said they're going to leave it alone. But of course, you know, one of the huge reasons why they did this is for the distribution network, for whatever they want to distribute, whether it's the long heralded plan for groceries that they've been dying to get into for a long time, or whether it's delivering anything that they sell. I mean, we don't know. And they've said that do not worry, we're not going to eliminate all these jobs. Amazon Go, which is that technology, is not going to be rolled out immediately everywhere. But, you know, we don't know. And let's not forget that Amazon also runs Amazon Web Services, which is the, you know, cloud computing platform that powers almost everything on the internet and really upended the economics of information technology. So it's very separate. It's a whole separate. If it was a company, it would be enormous on its own. But this is, you know, lots could happen here.
Yeah, I mean, we have said more than once on this program that there's almost nothing you do online at this point that doesn't touch Amazon in some way. Now, if that comes offline, too, I mean, at what point do we start talking about antitrust here, Lynette?
That's, you know, that's unclear. I don't think we've ever been down this road before. You know, again, these are all linked. If you really think about it now, Amazon is just becoming a massive infrastructure and logistics company. So where does that stop? Where does that start? This is uncharted territory. So I don't have answers for you.
And antitrust, I mean, you know, it's. The businesses are complementary. I mean, Amazon sells groceries. It's just more of a platform change. But, you know, it just depends on where things go from here. I mean, the supermarket business is not an easy business. I mean, it's being disrupted also by all these meal kit delivery services. Maybe that's a very small percentage of the population. But, you know, I do it. I haven't stepped foot in a supermarket in months, and not even doing, you know, Prime or mail order delivery included.
I am jealous of you. Yeah. I do not want to go grocery shopping ever again. Jeff Bezos, if you're listening, thank you, sir.
I want to be acquired by
Jeff Bezos, though.
Can
I mean,
you, yeah,
there
are
deep pockets, technological expertise, like willing to win at all costs.
Jeff,
come on.
Daddy Warbucks Bezos. You heard
Just
it
go
here
ahead
first.
And please invest.
Please.
Invest, Jeff. All right, so that's where it's come to. Instead of the hyper mega global com takeover, we embrace our Amazon overlords. All right, ladies.
Exactly.
Thank you
Hopefully
very much.
They are gentle and kind.
Exactly. Have a great weekend.